This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And obviously the race has 12,000 people signed up to run it. One of them is Matt Dawson, a good friend from Pratt & Whitney. I mean, this is like the third year we've been chit-chatting together. Maybe the fourth. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, at least three.
At least three.
At least three. Yeah, it's great to be back here.
Are you feeling good?
I am feeling good.
Not injured? No issues?
No injuries, no issues, and hoping to run a good race today. And
but you're competitive too. Like you're running to, like Danny Kennedy, she wants to win her age group. Like I just want to finish without having a heart attack. And so you're somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between. I used to be a little more competitive. I actually got third place in my age group several years ago. So that was kind of my peak.
But you're going hard today.
I'm not going to go too hard today. I want to get under 35 minutes. I used to be an under 30 guy, but you know I'm 51 now, so I gotta dial it back just a little bit.
The race record here was set 2 years ago at 21:04 by Connor Mance, and the women's side is 22:55. I was asking Danny this, like, I mean, you've been a runner, you're a lifelong runner, so
yeah.
On a day like today, like I'm trying to figure out shorts or pants. You know, do I have to go waterproof on top? Like, what is your, like, your strategy, like, in terms of, because you want to also not be too hot. I mean,
right.
What do you do?
Right. So it's, it's definitely factors in whether it's actually raining or not.
Right.
So you want to be ready for that. Like, if it's raining, I'll definitely want to have, like, a shell on.
Like this one in particular?
Like this one that I'm wearing right here, just because, like, you don't want the rain to get absorbed.
Right.
In your shirt. You don't want to be wearing like a cotton t-shirt or something that's going to potentially absorb the rain and then start chafing. So, and then for your lower extremities, I like to wear leggings.
You're a
or
tights guy. Yeah. I can't. This is not a good look for me. It does not work for Brian Shackman, but for you, it's great. It's just not, you get coverage, but it's not too heavy.
It's not too heavy, and it's, and they're warm. They're insulated a little bit. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm comfortable in them.
Good.
So I'll be wearing them today.
You got the good hair. Got some good anchor hair, so that's good. That can get disrupted too. Listen, we're talking with Matt Dawson from Pratt & Whitney. I don't know the history of Pratt & Whitney, but like, how long have you guys been involved?
This is our 41st year. Yeah. And, it's been a long time. I've been with the company 25 years, and this is my 24th Manchester Road Race. I've been lucky to stay fit and healthy to do all that. And But, you know, I'm proud of the accomplishment. But there's a lot of runners here. You know, when you go to the press luncheon, we're recognizing runners that have done this 50-plus years.
Right, right.
That's amazing to me. I'm not even halfway to 50 yet.
But you'll get there. I mean, like, there's some people that have been doing it for – I mean, this one runner I think has been, I mean, here for I don't even know how many decades. But, you know, the company itself, why is it so important for Pratt to be a – part of things?
Yeah, so, you know, at Pratt & Whitney, corporate citizenship is a big deal. So, you know, investing in the future. So we invest in STEM education, but also our heroes. Pratt & Whitney also invests in military families, military employees and their families. I think there's like 19,000, over 19,000 RTX just going a little bit bigger than Pratt here, but RTX is over 19,000 employees who are veterans or reserves. And then the last thing is, you know, Pratt invests in its community, you know, as part of corporate citizenship. And this event is one of those events that that Pratt invests in, and it's a great community event. And I like that about Pratt because, you know, it's a little bit more than just, you know, going to work every day
yeah.
and just the 9-to-5. You know, just to be able to come to an event like this where their employees are participating, whether they're running like me or whether they're volunteering, it's special for me. I mean,
yeah.
I really like it.
It's an awesome event. I'm always impressed, you know, companies can say, oh, this volunteer opportunity, you can do this. And sometimes it's just they just sort of it feels like they sort of have to do it. But to see that many people involved and, you know, there's obviously pride in the race. There's pride in the company and it shows through. Just quick before we let you go, we're talking with Matt Dawson from Pratt & Whitney. Pratt & Whitney, obviously a big sponsor here of Manchester Road Race. And Matt's been doing it for 24 straight.
24 straight. Yeah,
that's impressive. What, you know, in terms of like. Defense spending is so important in Connecticut. You know, I've talked to people at Electric Boat, and we talk to Courtney all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, how are things going? You know, and I know you're not a spokesperson for the whole company, but I mean, you know, inside the building, is there optimism, you know, about the next 4 years? Because, I mean, with President-elect yeah. Trump, he wants a strong military, but at the same time, he wants to, you know, reduce, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse. And I'm not saying there is there, but there's a lot of, like, excess spending in our government, too. So what's the sense? Is there a sense of optimism for the business moving forward?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely optimism for the business moving forward. You know, I mean, at Pratt & Whitney, we've got a good balance between our commercial business, but also our military business. And so... we see both of those remaining strong going into the future. So
people are flying. I mean, they
yeah.
are flying. I mean, there's we're going to get record numbers this week. Well, Matt, listen, it's great to have you. Congratulations
yeah.
on,
thanks,
on 24th. I hope you run a great race. And what's your strategy on the hill?
Slow and steady up the hill.
Okay, so you don't, like, attack it?
No, I'm not going to attack it. I've attacked it in my younger days.
But now we're just kind of...
Now we're just slow and steady up the hill. Let's get over the hill and then
And then crank it up.
And then crank it, yeah.
Sounds good. Matt Dawson
right.
from
Thanks,
Pratt & Whitney. Thank you.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.